As Sully says every week, wherever you may be listening, wherever you may be hearing us, we're happy you are here on iHeartRadio. And Sully, just by chance, is on vacation this week. He's up in the Northeast, popping around New York, hopefully enjoying some New York pizza and some other things. So making a return engagement. My assistant and intern Axel Martinez is here. And Axel, are you going to be better than you were? You were great last time. Are you going to be better this time?
I most certainly hope so. I got some weird interaction comment I heard, but, you know, we're moving forward, and I'm definitely ready to dive right in.
So if you're filling in for Sully, that means you're doing something right. So appreciate having you, and it's just days away from Valentine's Day, and we're going to talk about some tech, some gadget gifts maybe that would make great items for Valentine's Day. I know people don't think of tech for Valentine's Day maybe off the top of their head, but these items maybe will ring a bell with people and inspire a little bit. So first of all, we're going to talk about one of my favorite brands. It's been around for a while, SodaStream, the SodaStream brand, and their new Fizzy One Touch. It's a $130 item that is their eco-friendly product. So it uses single-use plastic bottles that are reusable, and it still makes all that great SodaStream product, the soda, different flavors, and the healthy soda water for you. This is their newest model. And works at with one touch of a button. So sleek, fits anywhere. I don't know if you're familiar that much with SodaStream or how familiar you are, but this is a product I think that would be right up your alley.
Yeah, I definitely had the opportunity to look into the SodaStream Fizzy One Touch. As you mentioned, it is a pretty straightforward and easy to use SodaStream's newest model, carbonates tap water at the touch of a button. It goes beyond that even. It's also eco-friendly, providing people with the opportunity to, you know, prevent any plastic and can buildup. The SodaStream itself prevents more than 3,700 single-use plastic bottles. And, you know, that number is probably the amount of water bottles I have in the backseat of my car and room, just littered everywhere.
Yeah, those plastic soda bottles or water bottles really pile up. I really can't believe they haven't come up with one of these bottles that disintegrates or that's really great for the environment, but this is your next best thing. So you can try for 30 days, see if it fits your life, see if it's something you like and use. There's a 2-year warranty on this eco-friendly product. So we're combining good for the environment, great tasting product, good for you. What do you give this product, Axel, on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd easily give this product 8.5, almost a 9. How easy it is to use and eco-friendly just makes it the most ideal gift to give to somebody who wants to start making that transition and also is also a big sparkling water fan.
Yep, I am as well, so I love the product. Up next, I don't know if you stopped by and saw this company or these people, really nice people at CES, the Hey Bracelet people, heybracelet.com. These are two little, kind of look like fitness trackers, but little bracelets you wear, and it simulates a real human touch, so you can use an app. And it squeezes your partner's bracelet, no matter where they are in the world. Feels like a little squeeze around the wrist. And pretty cool technology and $115 price point. This is something that I think a lot of people would really find unique and use.
Yeah, this is definitely an ideal product for the couples who are at a distance right now, whether it be work or travel. Essentially, the Hey Bracelet is the first haptic bracelet that can send and receive a real human touch. So the feeling is essentially a squeeze around your wrist where the bracelet is being worn. And it is very comforting, especially during busy seasons or busy times, that your loved one is still thinking about you through this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great idea. Also is a pretty good device for your assistant or a coworker. To give them a reminder so they don't miss a flight.
Fair point. So, you know, even beyond that, it's a nice little nudge or reminder for those that you don't love as much to, you know, hey, let's not nap, or hey, you should probably be doing something right now, such as not missing your flight.
Yeah, especially when you're on Spirit Airlines. So,
yeah.
Next item, we'll leave that as a B. Next item, another brand that's been around for a while, Cuisinart. They have an automatic cold brew maker for under $100, Cuisinart.com. I'm a big cold brew fan. I know a lot of people are as we head into the spring and summer. It's really a refreshing coffee. Cold brew, the one knock against it, though, is it takes a while to get that right cold brew mixture, but this makes it in 25 minutes and all automatic. That cool water never exposes the coffee beans to the high heat and the high temperature, so you get that natural cold brew. I know we spend a lot of time in coffee shops, so this is something maybe we're both fans of, and I think a lot of other people would be as well.
I definitely agree with that. I know for loved ones and partners alike, they'd rather wake up to a cup of coffee than their significant other some mornings just before they start their day. And what's pretty cool about this coffee maker is that this automatic cold brew coffee maker saturates coffee grounds in cool water, essentially never exposing them to high temperatures that release oils, which often creates an acidic taste that people aren't too pleased with in their coffee.
Yeah, this is a smooth coffee taste, and cold brew becoming more and more popular. This is even going to help that cause even more. So great product, under $100. Check it out at Cuisinart.com. I don't know if we're both really fashion plates or not, but I love this company, Loudmouth Golf. They make the colorful golf attire, shorts, pants, skirts for women, shirts. Great colors and design. They have the Happy Hour, the new retro design out, and they also have a special design on shorts and pants and more called Sweethearts for Valentine's Day. So really unique looks. I have a few pairs of these shorts and love them. Loudmouthgolf.com. Would you be seen on the golf course with this, Axel, or anywhere, or are you you're more a basic earth tone guy?
I mean, this is where it kind of differs at times. Like, I have been known to just wear kind of generic or solid colors, but with something like this, it is what you said. It's unique. Like, it stands out, and of course, it's comfortable in the best way possible. So I definitely go out to the course wearing those hard, showing some love for the sport, showing some love for, you know, the shorts being worn around me.
You're hoping people would watch the clothes more than where your ball's going.
Yes. Fun fact for everybody out there: I'm terrible at golf.
I wouldn't call that a fun fact, but it's a fact of life. I'm not much better, but I get around the course somehow and get to play some nice courses. So go figure. And you may see me in some Loudmouth shorts while I'm out there. Next item: I'm a big. You may not know I'm a big radio listener. And I like listening to the streaming radio, streaming music, podcast, talk radio, and Crosley Radio. They've brought back, or they've always had these vintage radio designs. Now they're incorporating Bluetooth into them. They also make boombox, retro boomboxes, cassette players. So really, really cool items. These styles have never gone away, and they've added all the modern features into them. So again, under $100. Really nice, these retro radio and cassette player designs that you would be proud to display in your bedroom, in your office, your kitchen, etc. And I put a picture of one of the cool kind of retro radio designs maybe you'd see at a restaurant or a kind of a gathering place. Really cool vintage look, CrosleyRadio.com.
Yeah, and with this radio and also this day and age, I'd like to say, you know, there are ways where people like doing the throwbacks, whether it be outfits or some of their gear. But what people sometimes don't like is the quality when it's thrown back. I mean, technology has progressed far enough that this new technology is, you know, new, up to date. And this radio provides just that with Bluetooth accessibility. It's got dynamic stereo speakers under the grill, and for all those who still need the headphone jack, it provides that option too.
Yeah, it really does. Good features. That looks cool too. It's a really cool conversation piece to have in your home or your office. So last item, a backpack that I have from Solo New York, solo-ny.com. And here's one for a woman. These high-end kind of tote bags are really popular. Leather, cool patterns. And this one for the woman on the go is under $80. Has a laptop compartment, an interior organizer. So it looks just like a basic tote bag, but really offers a lot more than that and carries a lot of things as well. So zippered closure and metal feet on the bottom of the bag helps protect it when you set it down. So for a woman on the move, or a woman that carries a lot of gear, or even just basic gear, this laptop bucket tote, it's called the Vestry from Solo, is a winner.
Most certainly, and I mean, it's got an outside or outstanding interior lining. It's got the whole leopard print, and as you mentioned before, it has been described as a great bag for the woman on the go. A little more details is that it has a fully padded laptop compartment, so it fits almost most MacBooks and laptops.
Yeah, it fits just about anything. So a really, really good size, perfect size. You can fit as a carry-on on a plane, and very, very versatile. So you mentioned that the leopard interior lining, leopard print. Do you have anything, Axel, that has a leopard print on it?
I sadly do not, but I'm not. I'm not opposed to, you know, getting some leopard print. What are the leopard print? Print pants that rockers used to wear.
Oh yeah, that that'd be a good look for you. Would you take those rock climbing?
I'd consider it. I'd probably have to grow a mullet out to go with it.
All right, well, something to shoot for in 2019, I guess, or by the next time you're filling in for Sully.
Yeah, I mean, if not a New Year's resolution to get into a pair of those, would definitely like to rock a laptop tote that.
Well, Sully just called, and he said that he's not worried about you stealing his job anytime soon. So I don't know what he means by that, but we're coming to the end of the segment, and some great ideas for Valentine's Day. So anything special you have coming on in the next week or so, Axel, to promote?
For this upcoming week, nothing too special. I am a very late planner, so I still need to make the reservations, order some flowers. Yeah, I'm chronically late to things. I run a... I'm probably going to get into more trouble than not.
Well, as Spirit Airlines says, they know you're running a little late, so I guess you're okay the next time. Hey, thanks for filling in for Sully this week again. Great opinions on Valentine's stuff, and we'll look for your next pieces on Wireless Wednesday, GA Followers, wherever else you're going to be doing stuff for.
Yeah, of course, and thank you again for having me, and you guys know if I don't show up for that third time, it's because I probably missed out on the occasion because I was running late.
All right, thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a good one.